Line.
Nugget and Al's What's My Line?
Movie lines, and the score is 47-29 to Nugget, first to 50, so this could be your day.
That's very exciting. Lanzi, welcome back. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good. I'm optimistic.
So what is it? 47-29. So
correct.
So you just need to win 21-0 today.
If I do,
if she had a red hot back end, like if she went Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bang, bang, bang.
Correct.
This would be the greatest win slash comeback ever.
We'll see, I guess, won't we?
Ladies first, as always.
Movie number one.
You're saying the Winklevoss twins are saying that you stole their idea.
I find that to be a little more than mildly annoying.
Oh, well, they find it to be intellectual property theft.
That is The Social Network.
Such a good movie.
I haven't seen The Social Network.
What?
It's a good film.
That's the one time I've actually enjoyed watching Jesse Eisenberg in something. Otherwise, he's usually unwatchable, but he was very good.
Oh, allegedly unwatchable.
I should have said all of
no,
these.
No, that's fact.
All of these movies are around 2010, 2011, around that
okay.
era.
All right, thank you.
Debut movie Nugget.
Some people believe you have come from the island where we dare not go. Is there any truth to this rumor?
No. Where's the island where we dare not go?
Oh, I know.
What's that movie?
Steel.
Yeah. I think that's your mate Jack Black. And that's also my mate Billy Connolly.
Yes.
And I think, is that Gulliver's Travels?
My mate Jack Black, just a smidgen behind Nicolas Cage as the greatest actor of all time.
Look, much like your friend Nicolas, they are certainly highly skilled over-actors.
Didn't you like Gulliver's Travels? That was a great movie.
No, I didn't.
I've never seen Gulliver's Travels.
You shouldn't have watched it because it was a children's movie.
No, it's a redo of a children's movie.
It's a children's movie.
2 points each. Second round. Sorry. This is a much tougher round.
Right.
Let's see how you go with this one, Alana.
And if you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue, and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher, and if you are prepared, most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you.
I have never seen this film, but I know that's Julia Roberts.
Yes.
And the vibe of the thing is giving me Eat, Pray, Love.
Yeah,
Eat, Pray, Love. So good. How did you do that?
It's just finding yourself. I think I know the vibe of Eat, Pray, Love without having to see the movie or read the book.
She was a new divorcee, wasn't she, that decided to go on a journey of discovery.
I don't know. I haven't read the book or seen the movie, but I was with you there, Lanzi. Once I picked up it was Jay Roberts, I thought this feels like waffly self-help crap, and I was led directly to Eat, Pray, Love.
4 points to 2. You guys are going amazingly well. Let's see if you can keep up the momentum here, Nug.
There's a good chance the derailleur won't work.
It's called a derailleur, for Christ's sake. That's what
that
they do.
That size, going that fast, it'll vaporize anything that gets in its way.
They wouldn't use it if they didn't.
They're wrong, all right? They're wrong.
Oh, that's what this movie tells
you. If Denzel Washington told you anything about your life or home maintenance or how to fix your car, you would just do it, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would.
Like, you just would, because he just has one of those voices. That's my man Denzel. I think the other voice, I think, is the dreamy Chris Pine, one of the four superhero movie Chris's. So, what's that movie called? It's about the train.
Yes,
the train. Is it Unstoppable?
I know. Takes you over the line.
That was
50.
A good movie, Unstoppable. Yes, you're right. 4 points.
Oh, it does,
with 47 is 51.
Glad you picked
it up.
Yeah, thanks, Lanzi. Glad you're paying attention. No, that is a good movie. It's one of those ones, it gets a bit of a slow start, but then once it gets going, it's a rollicking, high-octane action
if you've got
adventure.
An out-of-control locomotive, you know at some point they're gonna stop it.
Because it was loaded up with, like, toxic waste or something, wasn't it? There was a reason why they were particularly concerned about it, I think.
I'm not quite sure about that fact.
All the fail safes failed, I think, and what they didn't use, they should have just used the power of Chris Pine's glorious blue eyes, which I've been told scientists have proven can stop time and space.
Out of control locos.
Because they're so blue. So why they didn't do that, I don't know.
It is truly
bonus round.
Of course, it's tied ball game at 4 points all. So I know you've won, but let's see who can win the bonus round.
It's a moral victory now.
That's correct. Jump in when you think you know what this is.
Mr. Grant, this is the NYPD. We need to ask you a few questions, please.
Oh, my God, that's them. Those are the cops that tried to kill us.
Hey, yo, I'll be down in a minute.
Is that supposed to be me, or is that like Fat Albert?
Nuggets.
I don't know what this is, but I've seen it.
It's a very funny movie.
I think, is that Date Night?
Date Night with Tina Fey and Steve Carell. And I forget which Wahlberg. Is that Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg. Is that very funny scene when they go to his house.
Yes.
He's like a security expert and he's not wearing a shirt.
That's the you stopped me before he got to the part where he says, please put on a shirt?
Because he's walking around all muscular and Mark Wahlberg. He's like a couple of times he casually works in a conversation. Yes, I figured maybe just go and do that for him. Maybe pop a shirt on and then he like casually tries to mention it about four times. And he just goes, put a shirt on for God's sake.
6-4 victory for you today. Immaterial. Because you had already won. But that was a good battle. Good battle, guys, ladies and gents.
Nice.
It was a fine battle. Thank you as always, Lanzi. Tomorrow, Riff Raff, we start at Double Bagels.
And we do. It's a fresh game, fresh round. We'll see you then.
See ya.